You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
That's right, the Social Soundbite. It is 7:55 and 72 degrees. We wake you up with all the latest local news, sports, and information. You know, Wednesdays at this time, we bring in Nick Westergaard from Brand Driven Digital. Find out what's happening in social media. What's happening, Nick?
Oh, all kinds of things are happening today, Jay. I was going to kind of piggyback on the idea earlier that was mentioned in kind of the news recap of this dentist from, I think it was Eden Prairie, our neighbors to the north there in Minnesota. And this guy, it was a big game hunter. And,
killed a lion, right?
Cecil, yes. And not just a lion, one that's endangered, one that was collared, one that was sort of the mascot of this region in Zimbabwe.
Locals didn't like that one.
No. locals both in Zimbabwe and stateside also. He found himself attacked on Yelp with all sorts of negative reviews, and eventually they had to take his page down. So his business in the span of 24 hours is essentially no more. So.
That's it's an interesting example of how quickly things can change, right? He's a dentist. He probably had a business, going well. I mean, we don't know how well he was doing, but the point is that he made a decision, which turned out to be a very poor decision, and he did something that really upset the public, got people fired up, and then that's what is the call to action, right? People think, I want to do something about this. What could I do? Let's go on Yelp and let's just kill him there, right?
Yeah, and it's interesting because Yelp is supposed to have a system. It's supposed to be based on firsthand experiences with a business. That's in their terms of service, but it's hard to verify that. So I think with this onslaught, they...
Yeah, you had a cavity filled, but you live in Zimbabwe?
Yeah. So, that's kind of what they say, but in terms of what's actually happened here, it's kind of fallen apart. It's interesting because there's been some cases where individuals have been wrongfully targeted, like with the whole Gamergate issue, where kind of a few people spoke out on the absence of females in gaming, and some very nasty people came out of the woodwork and attacked and targeted some of these females that had spoken out. But in this case, you have someone that's actually pretty black and white, done something pretty terrible. I think most, it's not like an on the fence political issue. It's pretty awful. And he found himself shut down. So.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that's a message to business owners and everyone out there that if you if you make poor decisions personally or something happens, that can turn quickly on you, right?
Well, yeah. Especially in the digital age, it used to be easier to I do this over here, and then outwardly for my business, I'm that.
Right.
That daylight between who you are personally, professionally, and everything else is decreasing.
You don't have to drive to Minnesota and stand out there with a picket sign in front of the dentist office.
You
right?
don't. Yeah. Put your sign away. Yeah. There's some sad person that was finally finishing up this very nice sign, and they're darn it.
Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital, with a little tie into the news there, and how social media and how the internet affected this man's business, who is wishing he did not kill that lion. That's for sure. It's just about the top of the hour. Anything else you want to mention as we round things out?
Friday is the last day to register at the early rate for this fall's Social Brand Forum.
You can save money if you register.
You can save money.
All right, but you have to do it by Friday.
By Friday.
And how do you do it?
Go to socialbrandforum.com.
Socialbrandforum.com. That's Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll be right back with more after this. Today's message, don't kill lions. All right? Don't kill them. And if you do, make sure it's not the mascot of a community. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. We'll be right back with more after this.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.